Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. I'm sitting here with some awesome swim coaches today, and they're a lot more than that, and we'll learn all about that. But I have Kelly Kennedy and Steve Crum, and they are here on behalf of Make-A-Wish. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Very much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to B, and I said, hey, I went to the Shaker Full of Wishes, and I've just kind of been trolling them, stalking them on social media. And I said, you guys have something else coming up. Come in and talk to me. So that's why we're all here today. B should be joining us soon. She may or may not, but let's talk about this cool event, because I was reading about your guys' stories, and, you know, I don't remember if it was Steve or Kelly, but one of you guys, you're a wish dad. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's me, Kelly.
And Kelly is a wish dad, and he's a swim coach, and he started this whole thing back in 2013. Is that correct?
Right.
Why don't you share with everyone what this is all about?
Well, my daughter, Aubrey, when she was 4 years old, had what they call a Wilms tumor, which means that her one of her kidneys turned to cancer, basically, and so she had to have that removed. It weighed 4 pounds, and it was the size of a football.
Oh, wow.
And so since it was cancerous, she had to go through chemo and all that, and she lost her hair, and she got very skinny. And so we were pointed towards Make-A-Wish for that reason, and Make-A-Wish sent us to Disney World for a week with her, and it just, I like to say that provided a light back in our family as a very dark time. And so we went there and kind of got back on track. And so when we came back, I thought we wanted to pay back Make-A-Wish for that light that they provided for us. And so, in 2013, we had five boys on our team that were seniors and they wanted to kind of leave their mark on, before they left. And so Steve and I came up with, well, let's do this, and that'll give me a chance to pay back Make-A-Wish a little bit and give those boys a chance to leave their mark on the school when they left for doing something great. And so when we threw it together, we never thought we'd be still doing it 7 years later, but it's turned into such a great thing that I don't think we can stop.
And what he's talking about is the 7th annual Swim to a Wish. Now, this is a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish Kansas and Missouri. Do we include Missouri? B just joined us in the room. She's hanging out quietly. She's so cute.
It's in Missouri. Missouri and Kansas.
Missouri and Kansas. And basically over the course of a weekend, you guys, this is happening as we speak. Today is the last day, but we'll learn more about that because there's still opportunities to be a part of it and contribute. But over the course of a weekend, these swim team members join together to swim. Is it a 100-mile marathon?
100 miles for five boys.
Holy moly. Now, where does this – I know there's a bunch of schools involved.
We have five schools involved with – well, four other schools involved with campus this year. Campus did it for the first 2 years just – by ourselves, mm-hmm. and we had a donor that matched us the second year for Make-A-Wish, an anonymous donor, and he suggested we try to get other teams involved. So every year we invite all the teams in the state. Keisha sends an email out for us, and we've had as many as 10 teams. This year we have four other teams, so there's five teams doing it this year. It will be the fifth year for Derby, Salina South, and Salina Central, which Salina South and Salina Central will be swimming at the Salina South pool.
Okay.
And Derby will be joining us at campus as well as Wichita North, and this is Wichita North's third time doing it. So
North High Redskins?
And so they'll be joining us. So there'll be three of us. We've got a brand new natatorium at Campus High School.
Very cool.
And so that's why all three of the teams that are in this area are all going to swim there. So people can come out and encourage the swimmers. We'll have the facility unlocked the whole time, the event's going on. But yeah, those, each team has five swimmers, and those five swimmers are going to swim 20 miles each relay style.
Damn.
For a total of 100 miles.
That's awesome.
So, you know, you ask the boys what they think, and they'll tell you, well, the first time we did it, we were really excited.
Yeah.
Now they're not so excited, but they're more physically prepared for what happens. Because this, sure, we've got three boys this year that's actually going to be their third time. So they're going to be swimming their 60th mile this year.
Wow.
And we've got four seniors and one sophomore doing it this year.
Very cool. This is awesome because when I was reading information about it, it said three schools, and now you're saying there's five. So
right,
it's just continuing to grow. And again, if you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, we're talking about the 7th annual Swim to a Wish fundraiser happening. So now today is the last day. It's going to be big if you want to come out. How can people, A, just learn about the event in general, maybe the locations, more information? Or if they can't make it, you had mentioned, Steve, that people can still donate online because for about a week after today, they're still going to be able to contribute.
Correct. The online address is MOKAN, that's MOKAN, .wish.org/swim2019. And they can get on there and it'll have all five teams listed. And they can click and give to a specific team if they want. And they,
okay,
can even click on a team and give to a specific person if they want.
Wow.
So that way it kind of a competition thing between the teams as well.
But
so,
if you don't have a specific team to give to, feel free to adopt campus.
Campus.
Yeah.
Just
no
campus.
Bias, right? Or North. I mean, it just depends.
Or campus.
We go back and forth all day, right? So you guys, do you have a specific goal this year?
Our goal, we always try to one-up the year before.
Sure.
And so last year we were, I believe, at 14,600 and some change for campus. And so this year we're just upping it to $15,000 and hoping we can get that, which would probably be close to taking care of two wishes.
All right, Swim to a Wish fundraiser happening. This is the 7th annual, and if you would like to donate or just make a difference and you can't make it out to the events today is the last day, taking place at Campus High School. But if you can't make it out there, you can head to mocan.wish.org/swim2019. And as usual, everyone, tomorrow we will have this at power935.com. And along with this interview segment, we'll have all the information with the websites and how you can continue to contribute to this cause for Make-A-Wish Missouri and Kansas. And again, I'm sitting here with swim coaches, Kelly Kennedy, who is also a Wish Dad, and Steve Crum. And we're just learning about the power of a wish and how we as a community can just help support this mission today. How is your daughter today?
She is great. She's a freshman at Butler County Community College, 19 years old and cancer-free since she had her surgery when she was 4.
That's so amazing.
And she's actually going to start swimming for Sterling College next year.
Very cool. I'm so happy to hear that. You guys, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to add, shout-outs or additional info? And I know B had sent me some links to some future stuff that's going on with Make-A-Wish Missouri and Kansas.
I want to thank you for having us on. This,
of course.
This event is growing. Like Kelly mentioned before, you know, 7 years ago, we had no idea this would still be going on. We had no idea what we were doing as far as a goal or anything. The first year, we thought, well, maybe we can get $1,500. And we had $1,600 before we started swimming. And we ended with $5,700 after the first event. And then we've had other team go on. The actual event, all the teams together over the past 6 years has made over $200,000 for Make-A-Wish.
Wow.
And so a lot of that has to do with the being on the radio or being on TV and doing stuff like that and getting the word out, and we just really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And I feel like when you have a platform, it's all about the community because we're nothing without the community.
Well, and it's a great thing. These are high school kids.
Absolutely.
That instead of, like, one of our boys that's swimming this year, today's his 18th birthday, and instead of going out and doing something, he's getting in the water to start swimming.
Sure. So kudos to you guys also for just starting this in 2013, you know, it takes a lot of determination, and I'm sure you wanted to quit at times. Like, you know what? We got to do this, you guys. So
I'll give a shout out to the Derby coach, a friend of ours, Jimmy Adams, and he kind of put it in perspective when we were, I think it was 3 years ago in the middle of it, and his boys were getting kind of grouchy. Mm-hmm. And, why are we doing this? Why are we here? We don't want to be here. And, he pulled him aside, you know, and he says, you know what? You guys are suffering for a weekend, which they are. They're suffering with doing this. But you're suffering for a weekend to provide a wish for somebody that suffers every single day of their life.
Yeah.
So suck it up and get in there and finish it. And it was amazing the attitude turnaround. So that's kind of become my motto was when he told the boys that hit the nail right on the head for him. So it's just it's turned in, like Steve said, it's turned into something bigger than we ever imagined. And, but I can't imagine not doing it now, knowing that what we're providing.
I'd like to give a shout out our boys that are doing this. Our seniors, TJ Lawling, Blake Chad, and Dane Crum, who's my son. They're all three doing it for their third time. Then we've also got senior Tyler Gaines and then sophomore Brendan Chad, who's Blake's brother, who's going to be the five swimmers for campus this year.
Shout out to you guys. Again, the 7th annual Swim to a Wish fundraiser. Today is the last day, but you guys, that doesn't end everything. If you want to continue to contribute, please visit MOKAN, that's MOKAN .wish.org /swim2019. We do not have a harmonica in the studio. That is
sorry about that.
That is Kelly's phone. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.